Hey, my name is Kaitan. I'm your host for the podcast Selling Around the Globe, powered by Zed Commerce, making e-commerce accessible to everyone. This is my weekly solo podcast where I talk about all the tips and tricks, paving a roadmap for you to start selling on all prominent marketplaces and make money online. In today's episode, we will talk about Etsy's offsite ads, how they work, and how they can impact your business. Well, we are all aware of the fact that ads are really important for businesses when it comes to getting more sales. And it is especially true for e-commerce businesses because getting more sales means that you can scale your business quickly. Now, Etsy realizes this and that's why they offer the offsite ad program. All Etsy sellers are automatically enrolled for these ads as soon as they meet Etsy's criteria. So, as soon as your sales go over $10,000 within a 12-month period, Etsy will start promoting your products on their offsite ads channel. So let's first talk about what offsite ads are. So they are Etsy's way to promote your listings on the web. They will advertise your products on search engine result page, social media sites, Etsy's own publishing partner sites, and Google Display Network sites. Now the best thing about these ads is that first, you don't have to do anything to enable your products for advertising. Etsy does that for you automatically once you meet their criteria for participation in the offsite ads program. And second, you don't have to pay anything upfront. You only pay when you get a sale that comes through these ads. Now, so to put it simply, let's say someone clicked on the ad and visited your shop. Now, if that person buys anything within the next 30 days, you will be charged the advertising fees. And if they don't buy anything, you don't pay any money. So you're not paying for the clicks. As we do if you run PPC campaigns, you only pay when your products sell. And I think that's the beauty of offsite ads over Etsy. And yes, there's one more thing you need to know, that if the same person buys multiple products from your shop within those 30 days, you'll pay the advertising fee on all those orders. So that is one thing to like make a note of. Now, let's talk about how much you'll have to pay. So whatever you pay depends upon how much revenue you have generated in the last 12 months. If your revenue is less than $10,000, then you will be charged 15% for every sale that comes through these ads. But if your revenue is more than $10,000, then you will pay a discounted fee of 12%. So the more you sell, the less ads will cost you. And that is right there is the perfect reason for you to subscribe to this podcast, because this is fully dedicated to helping you by bringing some of the best tips and tricks for selling more over Etsy. So if you haven't subscribed yet, this is the time. Hit the subscribe button and we're done. Now let's talk a bit about where does Etsy advertises. So Etsy promotes your products on some of the most visited websites in the world, like Google, Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, and Bing. But that's not all, it doesn't stop here. Etsy also advertises your products on the Google Display Network and their own publishing partner sites. I'll right now give a quick refresher on what the Google Display Network is. Well, it's a network of more than 2 million websites, including Google's own properties like YouTube and Gmail, where Google runs advertisements based upon the user behavior. So to put it simply, your products are going to be advertised to people who are most likely to buy them, because Google is really good at understanding its users, what they are thinking, what they're searching for, what is the intent basically. As to Etsy's publishing partners, these are large publishing websites like BuzzFeed, Martha Stewart, List that offers curated shopping catalogs for their visitors, for which I must say are huge in numbers. So your products will be getting the right kind of exposure, and that too without any upfront payment whatsoever. Now, Etsy will also include your products in free product listing spaces in the Google Shopping tab, and you'll not be charged any offsite ads fee at all for the orders coming through there, which is a big benefit of being a part of the offsite ads program. But for your products to be able to sell on Google Shopping, there are a few conditions you must fulfill. See, only products that are $35 or more in price are eligible. You must be a member of the Etsy offsite ads program, second this is, and next you must be located and shipped from the continental United States. You must be enrolled in Etsy payments, and lastly you'll need to offer free shipping for that. Now you can already see that Etsy is really focused on helping its sellers succeed. So they go as far as sharing your listings with social media influencers and bloggers so that your products have the most opportunities of selling around the globe. So now that I told you all these places where Etsy will be promoting your products, I can feel that there's a question popping up in your mind right now. Can I opt for offsite ads if my revenue in the past 12 months is not more than $10,000? Well, the answer is yes. You can opt for offsite ads because it's optional for sellers below the $10,000 threshold. But once you get past it, it's no longer optional. You'll be a part of the offsite ads program as long as your shop exists. Now, I'd like to bring into a few questions that I hear from sellers a lot. So let's address them one by one. So first that I hear a lot is, how do the products look like in these ads? Well, this is a good question, and I know where it's coming from, because when you're selling on Etsy, it means that you're a highly creative person and you'd want to know how your products will appear to people. So when you talk about Etsy's publishing partner size, the ad will contain the title, price, and pictures that you have provided on Etsy. Some sites will also show your shop name, which adds to the branding aspect of your business, and that's about it. Anyone who clicks on the ad will be taken straight to your product page over Etsy. So that's the answer there. Now the second question that I hear often is, what if there is a publishing partner website that I don't want to be featured upon? Can I do something about it? Well, to answer this question, sadly, it's a no. And for a good reason as well. Etsy has a very strict rules and regulations guideline about selecting the websites where they advertise. Now, this means that you'll never need to worry about the quality of the websites where your shop and products are getting promoted. But they do encourage you to give feedback on their publishing partners, which is why they have provided a list of all their partners in their Etsy's help center. You can go there and check the list there. Moving on, one more question to address here. Can I get information on how my products are performing in the ads? And that is an absolute yes. All you need to do is go to the offsite ads dashboard and you'll be able to see everything, how many visits you have received, which products were clicked, which website did the visitor come from, and how many orders you have received through the offsite ads program. So it's a pretty comprehensive dashboard where you can have a look at everything that's happening with your products, advertisement, and promotion. Now, with these three questions, that's about it. I know a lot of sellers might have had these questions there. So I'm glad that we answered it for everyone in this podcast. Now, if you still have more questions, you can reach out to us at Etsy Marketplace Integration at theratesitcommerce.com. So that's from my side. Stay tuned, listeners, because we'll be back again with another episode of Selling Around the Globe, where we'll be digging further into the insights, tips, and tricks of selling over Etsy Marketplace. And that's a wrap from my side for now. Make sure to subscribe to the podcast wherever you are listening to it right now. We are available over all prominent podcasting platforms, including iTunes, Spotify, and Google Podcasts. So see you in the next one. Till then, stay tuned.